Hello everyone, I'm Blind Cool Tech. This is Chris, back after a long hiatus. Man, how long has it been since I've posted one of these things? Oh boy, it's been quite a while. I was double-checking some of my postings through the archives here at Blind Cool Tech, and just listening to some of these, and wow, some of the reviews I made of things, it's pretty cool. Anyway, the point of this podcast this time is another tutorial release. I think the last time I did, I said I had 20 tutorials or 10 tutorials. I don't even remember what I said the last time. But now I have 23 tutorials out. And let me first go through the tutorials. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to list the prices of the tutorials. And then we will... talk about how you're going to receive the receive them and that sort of thing. Now, I will be able to record samples. So if you want to hear a sample of a tutorial, just send me an email. Tell me which one you want to hear a sample of, and I'll make the sample for you. If you have any questions about the tutorials, please send me an email. My email address is Chris. C-H-R-I-S Chas C-H-A-S 0805 at charter.net. Again, Chris Chas 0805 at charter.net. Okay, let's get to the tutorials. I'm going to talk about each one and basically explain what each one entails. The first tutorial, I'm going to list the new ones first, at the very top. The first tutorial, this has been requested by a lot of people. Skype. Everybody has been emailing me off list. I know not about not BCT, but a lot of different lists, and people have been asking me. Some of my Skype of my customers who have been emailing me off list and. They've been asking me, why don't you do a Skype tutorial? And I thought, that'd be kind of difficult, but then I went into Skype and I looked at it, and I talked to a friend of mine, and we actually did the tutorial together for one of the parts. We demonstrated a call, and he helped me out with that. He explained some more benefits of Skype version 3.5, the latest version, and in this tutorial, I actually installed 3.5 because I didn't install it beforehand, so what a perfect opportunity to show how to install it. So I installed 3.5, and then I also take you through how to install the scripts for Skype and I give you the web page, and I do a bunch of other things. So that's Skype, the Skype tutorial. Hope people will enjoy that. The next one is something that has never been done before. I've never done this. I want to thank my other half, Chastity, for doing this. She did a tutorial on setting up a MySpace account. Now, this is something that she is willing to do for anyone who wants it. Due to the fact that MySpace has a CAPTCHA system that is not accessible at this time, Chastity is willing to set up an account for you using the CAPTCHA. Now, she can see enough to do the CAPTCHA. All she would need from you is your username, your password, and any other information that's described in the tutorial. We basically set up an account and we take you through the proper steps. We take you through how to add friends. We also take you through the different profile settings on MySpace. So again, Chastity is willing to assist anyone with setting up a MySpace account. She's more than happy to do that. Just email me and tell me you want to have a MySpace account, and I will put you in touch with her. I'll forward your email to her, and then she'll email you, and then you guys can share information at that point. As far as you can email her your account username and all that. To be honest, MySpace is pretty accessible. There are just a couple of things on the account that are not on the site that are not accessible as of yet. And one of them would be how to add music to a page, and I'm still trying to figure that out myself. The next tutorial is AVG. I basically take you through AVG, put it through its paces. I tell you how to, when you install it, I talk about how to schedule an update, how to schedule a scan, how to do a whole bunch of different things with the program. And you can get it for free, of course, and I tell you how to, where to get it from there. Okay, that is it for the three new ones, and now we're going to jump down to the original list of tutorials that I had before. And if I haven't done an update since I think I put these new ones out, so I'm going to list the original ones first. I think the first 10 I had was the first one I did. First is eBay. And what eBay? Now, the eBay forms have changed quite a bit on their site, and I'm still trying to figure it out. That's why I haven't done an update to that tutorial. But basically, if you've ever wanted to buy on eBay, I would still purchase the tutorial, because you would get the basic concept of eBay. What it is, how to bid, and if you're going to sell something, how to sell, and that sort of thing. PayPal. PayPal is like an online way to store, to transfer money from your PayPal account to somebody else's PayPal account, or from your, let's say you want to pay for something, you have money in your PayPal balance, you can pay for an eBay item using your PayPal account. Nobody else knows your account information. Only PayPal has that information. It's very safe, very secure. I've used it for a few years now. I've had no problems. It's perfect. And we take you through how to sign up. We also talk to you about how to, if you encounter any type of problems, where to go on the site. The next two are dealing with accessible games. And these are sold separately. The first is Accessible Games Part 1. In this tutorial, I talk about where you get the free games from kitchensinc.net. And I talk about such games as football, baseball, Monopoly, that sort of thing. If you've listened to Blind Cool Tech, you've noticed I've done a lot of reviews from those games. But in my tutorials, I go into more detail for the different keystrokes and that sort of thing. Accessible Games Part 2 is dealing with games that you have to pay for, and a few free ones as well. Meaning the games I didn't cover in Part 1 that are not from Kitchen Sink but are free. I've covered those in Part 2, because Part 1 is dealing specifically with Kitchen Sink. Part 2 is a couple of games you have to pay for, and there's also a couple of games that are free, but I didn't want to put them in Part 1, because I wanted Part 1 to be specifically about Kitchen Sink. And I cover Grizzly Gulch. I also cover Descent into Madness. And I also cover plus a few other ones. So that's Accessible Games Part 2. The next tutorial is Jobs and Employment, one of our most popular ones. Right up there with eBay. So they're kind of competing for each other. The most popular tutorials. This one is a real good one. It talks about how to search for jobs on different websites, how to make a great resume, how to do well on interviews, and more. This tutorial is done by myself and Chastity. Replay AV is the next tutorial. This is a program that discusses how to record audio from the internet onto your hard drive. This program, I love this program. That's why when you listen to the tutorial, you'll tell I put a lot of effort into it. A lot of people enjoy it, the tutorial as well as the program, and a lot of people say that I do a great job. Winamp. Now, with this, I know there's the Winamp version out now that has the new Winamp library up. And I have to do an update to this tutorial because I don't... I have to figure out how to do the Winamp library myself before I do a tutorial. But if you want to just get the gist of Winamp, how to use it, I would purchase this tutorial because it talks about how to use the playlist editor. It talks about the different keys to make Winamp stop, start, fast forward, rewind. Just the basics. If you've never used Winamp, but you've always wanted to, this tutorial takes you through it. Outlook Express. This tutorial, I talk about how to use the program, email, how to set up message rules, what is a return receipt, and basically I take you through the whole program itself. Microsoft Word. Again, this is with Chastity and myself. This tutorial, we go through Word and we use it. Just before I talk about what it is, let me tell you what version of Word we are using, because a lot of people ask that question. So let me pause this recording and go and get my version of Word. Let me pull it up and I'll tell you what version I have. Okay, I just did some checking. We have Word 2002. So basically the commands are probably going to be the same thing if you're looking for how to do some word processing and how to spell check. And in addition, this is something that's been a lot of people have wondered how to do, because I've talked to a lot of people on email lists and everybody was wondering, how the heck do you make an address label or an envelope or anything on Word? Well, we take time to show you how to accomplish this task. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from people that have told me that they really appreciated that. We did a great job with that tutorial, because they've made address labels and they've addressed envelopes using Word, and it's really helped them out. Okay, next. A college tutorial. That's if you have somebody that's in college or is going to be in college, and I talk about how, as a blind person, you probably want to know how to get through college. Talk about the disability services office, how to order your books through RFB and D, or I talk about Bookshare on there too. But it's a great tutorial for those of you who are either in college or going to be in college. Cleaning up your computer. I discuss the different virus programs. I also talk about Adaware, and we actually run an Adaware scan. I talk about that. The next tutorial is... The next three tutorials actually talk about ripping music. The first one is burning a CD using Windows XP, and in all of these we actually take you through the whole process. So basically what this one is, using XP, and you don't have to use any software, you just use the Windows XP itself to burn a CD. It's really easy, and I learned how to do that, and now I'm teaching you guys. So it's actually really simple. A lot of people have used it and they enjoy it. I explain what it is. I explain how to use it. Burning a CD using Nero. Using Nero, I basically take you through the different menus of Nero. And then we basically burn a CD that way. CDEX. What is CDEX? CDEX is a program where you can take a CD, pop it in your computer, if it's an album, or then you can rip the album to your computer. Because if you want to put it in an MP3 format or whichever the case may be, you can do that using CDEX. Favorite websites, parts 1 and 2. Those are separate. Part 1 covers such websites as freecycle.org, polestar.com, and a few others. Basically, the point of these tutorials, the websites, is to talk about website navigation if you were blind. And part 2 talks about more of the same. Some more of my favorite websites, such as a site called blindradio.com, I believe it is, which is a site you can go to listen to a lot of radio stations, and a few other ones. Have you wanted to know how to use MapQuest, but you weren't sure how? Well, this tutorial will basically take you through and show you how to use it. We pick an address and get directions. It's that simple. A lot of people say MapQuest is very accessible. I agree with that assessment. And it is an excellent tool for giving somebody directions to either your house or your work or wherever. Just get your directions, email that person the directions, and you're set. Hiring readers and drivers. If you ever wanted to hire a reader to help read things to you, or hire a driver to help you, you know, run errands, this tutorial basically covers everything. The do's and the don'ts and what to look for. And personal experience. Chastity and I take you through the process of hiring a reader and a driver. We tell you what to do, what not to do, and we tell you about our personal experiences. And just some things to look out for when accomplishing this task. Sentence Space Tutorial. If you've ever wanted to learn how to upload a file that's too big for email, Sentence Space is, I shouldn't say it's the only service out there, because there's some other ones, but for this tutorial, I focus on Sentence Space. And I talk about what Sentence Space is, how to upload a file, and that sort of thing. AOL and MSN Instant Messenger. I take you through both programs, and then after I take you through them, we go through onto AOL, and we demonstrate the voice quality of AOL, because I actually have a friend, and we talk on AOL. AOL Instant Messenger. Okay, and that should do it for the tutorials. Let me double check my notes here to make sure that I got them all. Alright, now let's get to the pricing, and then I'm going to tell you about... Well, first, let me tell you about how the... Well, yeah, I'll tell you about the pricing now, and then I'll tell you about how these tutorials... You can get the tutorials in several two different ways. For methods of payment, we accept PayPal, money order, or personal check. If you buy 1, 2, or 3 tutorials, the cost is $8. If you buy 4 tutorials, the cost is $28. I'm sorry. Correct me on that. The cost is eight a piece. That's right. For 1, 2, or 3, it's $8 a piece. I'm sorry. I just got corrected. One, two, or three, it's $8 a piece. And now going up from there, we bundle them all up and we work from there. So, if you buy four tutorials, the cost is $28. Five tutorials, $35. Six tutorials or seven tutorials, it's $42. Eight tutorials, $48. Nine tutorials, $54. 10 tutorials, $60. 11 tutorials, $66. 12 tutorials, $72. 13 tutorials is $78. 14 tutorials is $84. 15 tutorials is $90. 16 tutorials is $96. 17 tutorials is $102. 18 tutorials is $108. If you buy 19 tutorials, the cost is $114. If you buy 20 tutorials, it's $120. If you buy 21 tutorials, it's $126. If you buy 22 tutorials, the cost is $132. And if you buy all 23 tutorials, your cost is $140. Again, methods of payment are PayPal, personal check, or money order. Now, where to send your request? Please send your tutorial request to the following address: chrischass0805@charter.net. That's my email address. That's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Chass, C-H-A-S, 0805@charter.net. That's for submitting your order. For PayPal, I can give you that address as well. Mm-hmm. The PayPal address is Chastity, C-H-A-S, as in Sam, I-T as in Tom, Y, Vanda, V as in Victor, A, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, A, @charter.net. That's for PayPal requests, for actually sending the PayPal payments. So to order the tutorials, it's chrischass0805@charter.net to submit your request. But to send the payments, if you're using PayPal, the address is chastityvanda@charter.net. I am using JAWS for all these tutorials, but if you're not using JAWS, don't let that stop you, because all the commands are so general that you can use any screen reader with them. Everybody says that I have a great teaching style, and I really explain things well. Thank you for listening to this update and this podcast. I'm going to try and put more out here on BCT, and I hope to talk to you guys down the road. So long, everybody.